We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, our own T-Rex. He's Daryl Ryder. Hello, Daryl.
I guess it's better than the Stormtroopers march music music of doom and death.
Can you roar? Can you give us a roar?
No, I can't roar. No.
All right. So we're sitting here listening. You're sitting there watching and listening. So you're going to have a little different perspective on this, I hope, than we will, and more insight because you saw facial expressions. When we got done listening to John, Jason and I both thought, boy, Greg Williams has no shot at being the head coach of this team next year. We sense that. Greg deserves an interview. He'll get an interview at the end of the year. He deserves that. I thought, well, does he deserve it or has he earned it? And so we just kind of thought that was the impression that we were given. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, the day that they named Greg Williams the interim coach, I never really got the sense that he was anything more than just somebody to get this team to the finish line through the season, keep it motivated, and then basically set things up for whoever's going to come in next. Does he deserve an interview? Has he earned an interview? Absolutely. And John Dorsey is going to do the right thing and grant him that interview. But I don't feel like Greg Williams is going to become the ninth full-time head coach for this franchise since 1999, and obviously the fourth one since the Haslams took this thing over at the end of the 2012 season. So Greg's job is to keep this team motivated, get them to play up to their potential, and get this thing to January, and obviously with Baker Mayfield in one piece while doing that.
Okay. How's he doing in that, in as far as John Dorsey is concerned? It sounded to me like John likes the work he's done and just is dismissing him out of hand as a candidate. And is the same true with Freddie Kitchens? Did you get that feeling about Freddie in a possible return?
Well, I get the sense that they really like Freddie Kitchens and they might be interested in keeping him around. The new head coach will decide, obviously, who's going to be on the staff. But it was interesting that Dorsey praised Kitchens on a couple of occasions and kind of throughout the, well, let's see what happens as we, play the rest of the season and pick the coach. But I think that Freddie Kitchens has a better chance of staying around next year than maybe Greg Williams does, to be perfectly honest with you.
As OC?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just look, if you look at the last 2 weeks, Jason, and what he's been able to do, I mean, they've scored 7 offensive touchdowns. The way he's using the players, Duke Johnson's getting more touches. Nick Chubb has been given the opportunity to show his explosive ability. The way Baker Mayfield has been able to spray the football around, just last week alone, he completed passes to 9 different players. I can't remember the last time that's happened. I can't remember the last time the Browns have scored 7 touchdowns offensively in a month, let alone in consecutive games. So, yeah, I think that could be a possibility. But, again, I want to emphasize that whoever the next head coach is going to be will probably make the determinations whether or not Freddie Kitchens stays or goes. But, I mean, what we've seen from Kitchens in these 2 weeks has been pretty positive.
Was John Dorsey's face as uncomfortable as his tone with his wish him the best, wish him the best, wish him the
yes.
best?
Yes.
We've had a lot of fun with that today.
Couldn't be glad. The only thing that John needed to say, we couldn't be glad to have him out of the building.
Wish him the best.
Yeah, in case you weren't sure exactly how the tone was, Daryl.
Wish him the best.
There it is.
Wish him the best. Also, the expression when he was asked about Todd Haley being under the impression he was going to be the interim coach, he said, well, that's one man's opinion there.
Yeah.
Are you surprised he didn't say anything more about Todd Haley? I thought he might say something, but he said nothing.
No, I'm not. And I'm not surprised he didn't have a whole lot to say about Hugh Jackson either. He wanted to keep the focus on the present, moving forward. He also didn't, he didn't really want to say a lot about the coaching search. We did learn a couple things. You know, Greg's going to get an interview. They obviously really like what they're seeing from Freddie Kitchens right now. They're going to try and keep this thing tight-lipped, much like they did the number one pick in the draft earlier this year with Baker Mayfield. The inner circle is going to be really tight. Obviously, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, because they own the team, they're going to play a big role in this coaching search as well. They're not going to use a search firm because he just doesn't think that they need it, and it's a waste of resources to do that. So while he tried to keep things as close to the vest as possible, we did learn a few things from him today.
I got the impression that he's making the call on the head coach, because the whole drive home, I hope I don't screw this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
Let's not mess this thing up.
Yeah, you caught that too, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. He understands the magnitude, and that was one of the things that I pointed out on the website, and the things that we learned from him. It's just, when you keep telling yourself, don't mess this thing up, he understands what's at stake here. You know, he realizes the history here. He's not allowing it to impact his decision-making process moving forward, but he gets what has gone on here, and he got a little taste of it this year with the whole Todd Haley, Hugh Jackson thing, and that's why I asked him the question about the dysfunction, because that's been the running theme for the Cleveland Browns, aside from the fact they can't win football games, is that nobody can do their jobs. Nobody can get along while trying to do their jobs. Everybody's too busy trying to impress ownership and make themselves look good, and they're forgetting what the ultimate goal here is, and that's to win football games. And so how do you go through an interview process and make sure that you don't get BS'd like you did when Hugh Jackson got hired in 2016? And I thought what he had to say about, him knowing guys in the league and his experience in the NFL, weighing in on that, which will allow him to really see and understand what coaches are about. I think that that's a critical component here because, certainly you want somebody who's charismatic, that's going to present themselves well in front of the media each and every day as the spokesman, but you also want somebody who has substance to themselves, and Dorsey really seemed to lean on that when he was asked to touch on that very subject.
Okay, so wrap it up for us. Sum up what you took from John and what he had to say today. What is there anything that you leave here knowing or believing that you didn't this morning?
Well, it's one thing to be told that he's going to lead the coaching search. It's another thing to walk out of the press conference, Jason, and really believe that. I think that John Dorsey is going to be driving this particular bus. Now, certainly the Haslams are going to have their say in it, but a lot is on John Dorsey's plate here and making sure they get this thing right and find somebody that he can work with to build this franchise into a winner. That's the first thing. Secondly, I would be very suspect of any information that does come out between now and the hire, just because he made it very clear today, loose lips sink ships. He does not want information out there to compromise their search going forward. I liked what he had to say about the characteristics, Jason, and the next head coach that he wants. The fact, football acumen is obviously important. A guy that can motivate and lead a football team, that's important. And character is
Yeah, he
important.
Hit that hard.
Sure did.
And character was the first thing that he mentioned. And the quote was specifically, for me personally, I would like to see a man of character. Then he went into a guy, someone that can lead young men and football acumen and those things. But character was the first thing that he mentioned. So they're going to find a good human being to come in here and lead this franchise, and not somebody that's worried about making themselves look good or that's going to shirk their responsibility or point fingers at everybody else and say it's their fault that things aren't going well. Accountability and character, two biggest things that Dorsey's going to be looking for in that head coach.
So you took that as kind of a nod toward Hugh. Could you also
the
take
anti-Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you
the
take
antithesis
it as,
of what was here.
Could you take it as a nod against Greg Williams as well because of everything that happened in New Orleans?
Well, not so much what happened in New Orleans, but, Greg is very good out in front of the media as far as, selling the plan going forward. And he's he's really handled this the last 2 weeks very well. I don't see Greg Williams as the permanent solution to the, you know, to the problems here. He's doing his job right now, and that's to get this football team to the finish line, to January, so that they can hit the reset button in the offseason. Maybe there's a space for Greg here, still as the defensive coordinator. Maybe there won't be. Because, again, that's something you're going to allow your head coach, or your new head coach, I should say, to decide.
Daryl Ryder's joining us, our Browns beat reporter. Greg Williams gave the guys the entire week off. I'm going to move on a little bit from John Dorsey. Gave everybody the week off. I think that's terrific. You're deep into the season. The team's playing better football. They seem to be a little focused. Dave Zastadil sat here with me at the postgame show on Sunday, and he said, I can't tell you how much bye weeks mean to players. They love it. They eat it up. You come back refreshed. And I thought, okay, Dave would know more than any of us. I have no issues with Greg giving him the week off. Do you?
No, especially because they won. And that was the – again, it goes to that motivational factor. You know, why Greg is in charge of this team right now is, you know, he dangled the carrot in front of him, said, hey, if you win Sunday, we do not hold a training camp practice on Tuesday, and you can have the week off. Obviously, the motivation when they play Cincinnati is going to be, you know, Hugh Jackson went to the enemy, and we got to face him, you know, two times, and let's, you know, let's hand him their lunch. And I'm sure he's going to find some other things as they go through this schedule in these final six games that are on it that include playoff contenders. But I have no issue with him giving the players the week off, coming off a victory. They'll come back refreshed. You know, it's been a – let's be honest, it's been a difficult season so far. They've only won three games. They've played four overtime games. The head coach has been fired. The offensive coordinator has been fired. There's been all kinds of things going on behind the scenes that led to those firings. So I think it's good that he gave them the time to get away from football a little bit, enjoy life, enjoy the fruits of their labor, and then get them back in the building Monday morning ready to work and hit the home stretch running.
I agree with you on that. So as you look forward to the final six games, what do you want to see?
I want to see just basically what I saw Sunday. You know, I want to see this offense continue to progress forward. I want to see Baker Mayfield continue to distribute the football the way he did. I want to see more Duke Johnson. I want to see Nick Chubb be put in position to have an impact on the game. Defensively, hopefully this bye week is good to get, you know, the guys that are dinged up a little healthy. You know, Joe Schobert came back last week, but he still isn't 100% for that hamstring, so hopefully a week off helps him. Demarius Randall has basically played every game since week two, and he injured his heel down on that hard surface in the Superdome. He's been playing hurt every game since then, and it's part of the reason Greg Williams gave him a game off. You know, he's got the nagging groin injury right now. Denzel Ward is a little banged up with the hip injury, so hopefully the defense can get a little healthier and they will be able to pick up kind of where they left off. They're being, you know, disruptive in the backfield, creating those turnovers. They're the top turnover creator in the league. They lead the NFL in turnover ratio. So that's kind of what I want to see. I want to see a continuation of last Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons, where I thought they played their most complete game that I've seen this franchise play in a couple of years.
Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
Daryl joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.